Ever wonder why you can't stop scrolling through Instagram models even though you're happily married? Or why that minor insult from a stranger keeps you awake at night? Here's the uncomfortable truth. Your sophisticated modern brain is running on ancient software designed for a world that no longer exists. We like to think we're rational creatures making conscious choices, but beneath our civilized veneer lurk evolutionary imperatives that silently orchestrate our daily decisions. These aren't abstract academic concepts. They're the hidden architects of who you swipe right on, which strangers you instinctively fear, and why you just spent $200 on sneakers you'll never wear. Standing in what researchers call the gutter of human nature, examining sex, violence, and prejudice reveals something profound about how our minds actually work. Think about the last time someone insulted you in public. You didn't consciously calculate reproductive consequences. You just felt rage and wanted to respond. Yet this reaction makes perfect evolutionary sense. For men especially, public disrespect challenges status, which directly affects mating value. This explains why men throughout history have fought, sometimes fatally, over seemingly trivial slights. The disconnect between our conscious experience and evolutionary roots creates fascinating confusion. We don't think about hormone surges when angry. We simply experience the other person as disrespectful. Most influences on our behavior aren't available to consciousness, like birds that migrate due to shorter days rather than directly sensing seasonal food changes. By acknowledging these hidden drivers, we gain power to control our responses rather than being controlled by them. Understanding these primal forces doesn't diminish our humanity. It illuminates the strange and powerful connections between our most basic instincts and our highest achievements. Eye-tracking studies reveal men spend twice as long looking at beautiful women and remember them more accurately, while women look at both beautiful faces but don't retain men in memory. These aren't conscious choices. Your brain automatically prioritizes faces based on evolutionary significance. Viewing beautiful people makes us rate average individuals as less attractive. More troublingly, men who viewed magazine centerfolds rated themselves as less in love with their partners, while women's feelings remained unchanged. Our ancestors' mental systems, designed to track local beauties and leaders, now process an overwhelming flood of idealized media images. Beautiful women change how women perceive their own prospects. After viewing attractive competitors, women downgrade their marriage chances. Men exposed to dominant profiles feel less desirable themselves. Understanding these mechanisms empowers us to control our mental diet by limiting beauty-saturated media and recognizing that automatic reactions reflect ancient programming, not reality. From children's awareness of status symbols to adults' luxury spending, conspicuous consumption mirrors cross-cultural patterns. Darwin discovered sexual selection studying the peacock's extravagant tail, a dangerous display that attracts females. Women consistently rate dominant men as more sexually attractive, while men's ratings aren't affected by female dominance. High-status men worldwide have more wives or more attractive partners. Men engage in conspicuous consumption primarily when romantically motivated. Those primed with romantic thoughts chose showy purchases, while women remained unaffected. Pablo Picasso produced 147,800 artworks, constantly reinventing his style with each new relationship. Laboratory experiments found mating motivation significantly boosted men's creative output and originality, with no effect on women. These creative achievements aren't misdirected sex drives, but elaborate forms of foreplay. While 76% of men and 62% of women admit to homicidal fantasies, men commit 90% of murders worldwide. Three factors explain this. Men's fantasies involve detailed planning, women recognize unfavorable risk-reward ratios, and men are uniquely motivated to impress others through violence. Male aggression follows predictable patterns, surging after puberty when athletic success attracts mates, peaking in late teens and 20s during mate competition, then declining with marriage and fatherhood as testosterone drops. Women use violence primarily when survival is threatened, illustrated by thousands of starving French women marching armed on Versailles in 1789, demanding bread. Most men report homicidal fantasies about strangers, puzzling since such combat offers few benefits. The explanation: unknown men trigger automatic threat categorization. In dream research, over 50% of aggressors in boys' dreams are unfamiliar men, while none are unfamiliar women. When imagining an angry face, 75% envision an unknown man, an ominous archetype rather than someone from actual conflict. This reveals why violence persists. It emerges from ancient mechanisms designed for a vastly different world. Failing to distinguish between individuals can be as prejudicial as making unfair distinctions. Eyewitnesses wrongly convict innocent people through outgroup homogeneity bias, our tendency to better distinguish members of our own groups. Research reveals functional projection, projecting emotions onto others in adaptive ways. White subjects show neutral faces after watching different movie clips, projected specific emotions based on their current feelings and the target's identities. Men watching romantic clips perceived sexual receptivity in attractive women. Those watching frightening clips projected anger onto Black men and Arabs, groups associated with physical threats. Most people unconsciously equate foreign with disgusting, associating foreigners with disease vectors. This bigotry may once have been functional, as strangers likely carried unfamiliar diseases. People who feel vulnerable to disease show more xenophobia, and pregnant women in their first trimester show increased antipathy toward foreigners. Understanding prejudice mechanisms helps us reduce it. Race is fairly easy to erase from people's minds. Observers confused Black and white basketball players on the same team, but never confused men and women. Prejudices vary: fear of physical threat, disgust, or economic competition. Interventions targeting the wrong prejudice type could fail or backfire. Creating a better world requires unbiased science about actual behavioral causes. Social scientists once believed cross-cultural variations proved the mind was a blank slate, but research on romantic age preferences revealed otherwise. Women consistently preferred slightly older men, while men's preferences shifted with age. Young men wanted peers, but by 45, they preferred women 5 to 15 years younger. This pattern appeared identically across Brazilian, African pastoralist, Pacific Islander communities, and a remote Philippine fishing village in the early 1900s, long before modern media. The mind isn't a blank slate, but it's not infinitely flexible either. It's like a coloring book. Pre-drawn outlines actively solicit particular inputs. Children reach for tan and brown, not purple, when coloring a giraffe, yet allow flexibility within constraints. The coloring book contains multiple pages, just as our minds have different constraints for various social challenges. We don't have a single integrated self, but multiple functional subcells designed to solve different evolutionary challenges. The team player managing affiliation, the go-getter handling status, the night watchman ensuring self-protection, the compulsive avoiding disease, the swinging single acquiring mates, the good spouse retaining mates, and the parent providing care. At any moment, only one subself runs the show. When threatened, you're not thinking about romance. Our minds selectively process thousands of daily social interactions based on which motivational subself controls the helm. When your swinging single is active, you notice attractive passersby, but threatening individuals activate your night watchman subself, scanning for escape routes. Evolution shapes these priorities. We recognize anger on male faces faster than on female faces, while the opposite holds for happiness. Computer-generated androgynous faces appear masculine when angry, feminine when happy. Our brains evolve to quickly detect threatening signals from men. Romantic regrets reveal fascinating sex differences. Women primarily regret actions taken, getting involved despite warnings, while men overwhelmingly regret missed opportunities. From an evolutionary perspective, this reflects different reproductive strategies. Men incline toward promiscuity, women toward careful choice. These differences reflect the distinct reproductive costs and benefits faced throughout evolutionary history, shaping not just our actions, but what we remember and how we learn from past experiences. Recent research reveals religion's role in reproductive strategies. The reproductive religiosity model shows religious groups primarily support monogamous strategies, low promiscuity, high value on marriage, and fertility. Analysis of over 21,000 people found sexual and family values were the strongest predictors of church attendance. Surprisingly, seeing attractive same-sex individuals, not opposite sex, led both men and women to express stronger belief in God. The theory? Awareness of attractive competitors reduces benefits of promiscuous mating, making religion-based supports for monogamy more valuable. The question, what is the meaning of life, translates to how does it all fit together? A crucial insight, selfish genes don't produce selfish people. In our ultra-social species, reproductive success comes through cooperation. Research confirms people doing nice things for loved ones are less depressed and more fulfilled. Studies show spending money on others increases happiness regardless of amount. Parents juggling overwhelming responsibilities often feel calm because children's needs trump other demands, and unlike pleasure-seeking activities, time with loved ones never leaves regret. Humans are designed not for constant happiness, but for connection through kin selection and reciprocal altruism. The worst advice during difficult times is, do what's right for you. The mantra should be, do what's right for those you love. Meaning comes not from self-actualization in isolation, but through connections that have sustained our species.